Right, we're going to go talk to the guys at Norfolk China today. Hi, Nick.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks.
We were just saying a minute ago, is anybody there to help you on the factory floor? But they're through some glass. You're in the office
and
they're
out. Yeah, they're through a window and they're all sort of smiling and making faces at me. I think they're more of a put-off than a help at the moment.
Pulling moonies at you, that kind of thing,
That sort of thing. Well, slightly worse, but there we go.
Yeah, that's like a day in the office here, I tell you. Maybe they can mime the answers.
Yes, that would be cool. Yeah. Mime the answers, everybody.
I'll accept a right answer if it's mimed. Not quite sure how that would work on the radio, but there we go. So, what you tell me that you've got a bit of a claim to fame with your China.
Yeah, sort of.
It's been spotted in which soap?
Oh, well, it's been in EastEnders and also in Emmerdale. So, in two soaps we've had. One mug in EastEnders and a plate in Emmerdale.
So, how did you know that that was your mug in EastEnders then?
Just because that was our design and obviously no one else was doing that particular one. And that was many years ago. And recently, Emmerdale rung us up and asked if they could smash one of our plates in an addition.
Well, they had to ask for permission.
Yeah, they had to ask permission. That's right. I don't know why they asked permission, but they asked if that would be okay. So,
And what did you
maybe
say?
Maybe it's the right to put on. Yeah, of course. Not a problem at all.
How funny is that?
Yeah,
and what scene was it in EastEnders, your mug?
It was in an argument scene, and it was during the sort of Diamond Jubilee period. So I don't know the exact scene, but they ended up, so it came off the mantelpiece and smashed.
The man who provides props to arguments in soap operas.
There you go.
This is Nick.
Lovely claim of fame, that one.
Yeah, it's great. Right, okay, 10 questions here. You've got to accept, I've got to accept your first answer, which is where poor old Kirsty went wrong yesterday, because she just shouted out on the Ayrton Senna question.
I heard that. I knew that one.
Did you? Yeah, she shouted
out. Same questions. Yeah.
This is going to be fun, miming the answers and reading yesterday's questions. Question number one. In photography, what T is given to a three-legged camera stand?
Tripod.
Question two. A manicure is a cosmetic treatment of what part of the body?
Nails.
Question three. Whose hits included Food for Thought, Rat in Me Kitchen and Red Red Wine?
UB40.
Question four. Phil Taylor, the darts player's famous nickname is what?
The Power.
Question five. What type of games are cribbage and patience?
Cards.
Question six. In food, what's the name of the thin, crisp biscuit served with ice cream?
Wafer.
Question seven. In the nursery rhyme, the black sheep had how many bags of wool?
Three.
Question eight. In the animal kingdom, is the polar bear a carnivore or a herbivore?
Carnivore.
Question nine. In maths, what's the square root of 25?
Five.
And question ten. Which famous Scouse actor took over from Ringo Starr as narrator of Thomas the Tank Engine?
Oh, got me.
Michael Angelis. 9 out of 10.
There you go, failure.
Go and chuck go and chuck a few plates around to make you feel better.
I'm not going
to
smash some mugs. I've had it.